Okay, today is Daf Chaf Vav. We're going to go back a little bit to Chaf Hey Amud Beis. I just wanted to go over that one story again. The story starts, Papi, third line from the bottom. Papi Yonoi, Oni V'Osher Haya. He was a rich man, he was a poor man, and then he became a rich man. So Bana Apadna, he built a palace, built a mansion. Have Hanach Atzure Bishbibuse, there were these like sesame seed makers, sesame oil makers in his city. His neighbor, actually, when they would crush the shumshmi, the sesame seeds, having naida apadne, it would cause the house to shake. Guy's got next door neighbors, got this big machinery, and it was ruining his house. So also the kamei dravashi amalei ki avayin beirav kahana have aminon. When we were by Rav Kahana, we said modu Rabbi Yossi begira delay. Rabbi Yossi agreed. Even though Biosi was the most makel, he said, what goes on my property is my business, what goes on your property is your business. Yeah, but if it's direct damage, then he agrees. Right? Modri Biosi Begiri Delay. Biosi agrees with his arrows. Explains the Rishonim. That's why the Gemara had to start off by saying that this guy was poor and then he became rich. What do I need to know that for? Why do I need to know that? He was poor and then he became rich. Right? The answer is because at the time that he was poor, they were also neighbors making that, but they never made a difference because he had a poor house. Yeah. Now that he has a rich house, a big fancy house, now it's a problem. So can the problem arise later? The answer is yes.
That changes everything because technically whoever comes first.
Correct. That's by a tree.
But why is that not the
tree? Why is it? What's the difference?
Right.
Right?
You all of a sudden, you have a factory. There's a factory next door to your house.
So that because that's not Giri Delay. That's not Giri Delay. I put a tree here. I put a tree here.
The factory next door to your house.
A what?
The factory is next door to his house banging like crazy.
Right.
Also, you decide to go put a mansion up.
Exactly. It's exactly the Chiddush. That's exactly the Chiddush. Right? I didn't have a mansion. I don't care. My house. I have a cheap house. Now I built a mansion. So I don't want it to shake and vibrate all day long. It's exactly the why it says that he was poor and he became rich. Otherwise, why don't we need to know that?
Don't put the house there.
What?
Don't put the house there.
Okay. Yeah. The Rashba says another thing about the chazakah. When I was 3 years, it wasn't 3 years because it was never an issue. I thought there's mechila here. Now he goes ahead and builds a fancy house. Right? So the different reasons why we had to know that he was poor and became rich. Anyway, it's different when it's mamash you're causing the damage. As opposed to a tree, you didn't cause the damage by a tree. The kama, what's the shear for this? Can deny it nachtama apume dechatva. Rashi says, you put a jug on top of the wall and the cover on top of the jug doesn't move. If it's that quiet, then that's okay. If they're making noise, the jug doesn't, that's okay. The Bay Bar Mirion, Bere de Ravin, ki have a naftzi kitna, when he would shake the flax, do something with flax, have a adla riksa umazaki inchi. It would harm people. It would harm the shaking, the blowing, really, of the flax and the dirt would harm people. Asla kamid ravina, amalahu, kiamrina modu bihuda giri delay. When does Buddha say that when does Rabbi Yossi say that your arrows are a problem? Hani mili deka azli mikocho. That's where it goes from your koach. I have a factory here and it's shaking your house. So when I turn the machine on, or I'm doing it by hand, I'm shaking your house. But over here, hacha ziku deka mamtilei. It's the wind that's causing a problem. It's the wind. I'm shaking my flax. That's not what's damaging you. What's damaging you is the wind that's carrying the chaff over to your property. It's ruining your crops.
It's not the wind. It's the chaff that's causing the injury.
Yeah, correct, but it's my chaff.
It's my chaff.
It's my chaff on your property.
Correct.
The answer is, but I didn't cause the chaff to move. The wind did that. Okay? So therefore, that's not the same thing. So Tosfos asks, why isn't that Ish? Isn't that such a thing called Ish? Ish is where I have a knife over here, and I leave a knife out, and you hurt the guy, get hurt with my knife. Right? I have a fire, all these things that the wind carries. So why isn't that Ish? So Tosa says an unbelievable thing. He says, Ish is only where I create something by myself, and then the fire, and then the wind brings it to you. So I have a barbecue. And then the wind comes and takes the fire and brings it to you. But if while it's being created, the wind comes, that's not Ish.
No, but
So over here, while I'm creating the damage, the wind's bringing it along. That's not Eish. Why that's the case, I don't know. He says, Ein Adam Chayav Al Niski Eish, Elke Sheyatzar Etza Eish Levado. I create the fire by itself. Below Siyu Adavracha, not without anything else. Then the wind comes. Here, the whole creation is taking place while the wind is carrying it all. That's not considered Eish. I didn't create it without the wind. Very interesting how that would be in Afghanistan and other places. That's why it's not Eish. So, Mas back to the Gemara, Mask of Lamar Baravashi, Maishna Mizorev Ruach Mitziyato. So, why is it different than the Malach of Zorah on Shabbos? What's Zorah on Shabbos? I threw up the wheat, and the wind comes and blows the chaff. That's a Malacha. So, why isn't that Zorah? Why is that Asur and this is okay?
Yeah.
So, Amru Kamed de Rameimar, Amaluhu, Hainu Zorah Ruach Mitziyato. It is the same thing. Ein Achanami. It's exactly the same thing. You would be chayiv on this case. Now, why did the one say you're not chayiv? So Rashi says, Ul Ravina, Maishna mi gates. Why is this different than a spark? Hayotze mitachas apatish, the hizik, the chayiv l'shalim. Why am I, and I bang the hammer, and a spark flies out, why am I chayiv? The wind took the spark, so why am I chayiv? And over here I'm not chayiv. Right? So, the Gemara answers, Hasam nichalei de lezel, hachalei de lezel. Over there, you don't want the spark in your property. You want it to go there. I want the spark out of my rishus. So it's sort of like I want it. Here, I don't care where this goes. I don't care. The wind took it, therefore b'chayev. What about the kasha from Zorah? Right, so he said, you're chayev. But the first mandamer said, you're not chayev. So Rashi explains, Rashi of Luravina, Maishna, Bishlam Azov, Ruach Matziato, Lohavi, Le Pircha. That's not a kasha. Tisavar, Mimona, Me Isra Shabbos, Loyal Finan. Just because something's usher on Shabbos, what does that have to do with money damages? Daha, after all, Dahatham, Malachas Machsheves, Usra Torah. You have to have Malachas Machsheves. The only way you're going to be chayiv on Shabbos for the wind carrying something, separating really, it's really separating the wind from the chaff from the good. The good from the bad with wind is if I want that. Melechas machsheves. I have to want that. That's why you can't compare that to this. The same answer as the spark. The answer is, I don't care. I don't care where this goes. So the wind blowing it is not going to make me chayiv. By Shabbos, it's melechas machsheves. You have to care. The Gemara asked this question in over there by Baba Kama. Okay. Next, Lo yita adam ilan samach l'sada chaveiro. You can't plant a tree next to your field of your friend. Ela imkein hirchik mimenu arba amos. You have to distance it 4 amos away. We had another Gemara Mishnah that says 25 amos away, right? So what's the difference between the 25 amos and the 4 amos over here? Here it's because you can't work the field. Echad gafanim, whether it's a gefen, the echad kol ilan, any tree, haya geder bentayim. What if there's a wall in between? So zeh somech legeder mikan, zeh somech geder mikan. Then I can plant my tree here, and you can plant your tree there. The reason for the distance here is to get my plow in between the trees. So I have a wall that I can do whatever I want. Hayu shirashim yotzim l'toch shel chaveiro. If the roots are going down into my neighbor's property, mamik gimul tvachim, 3 tvachim deep, kidei shlo ya'akev v'samach ha'resha. So it shouldn't ruin, it shouldn't prevent my plow from going in my land. In other words, if your roots are in my property deeper than 3 tvachim, that's not a problem, because it's not going to damage me anyway. Hayachofer bar siach uma'ara. If you're digging some kind of pit, Kotzeitz v'yored, you can cut off the roots that are very down below there. V'ha'etzim shalo, and the etzim belong to him. To who do they belong to? The Gemara is going to ask that question.
Up to 3 tefachim, or as far as you need?
I think it's as far as you need. But you're not really ruining anything. Right? If you're a tree that has roots 20 feet deep, and you cut the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th feet, you kill the tree? I don't think so. I don't know. Tana, arba amos sha'amru. This 4 amos over here is kidei avodas akerim. It's so that I can work the plow. So I can use it for says kerem. It doesn't allow after kerem for any tool, any instrument. I need 4 amos there to give me some leeway. Amar Shmuel, lo shanu ela be'eretz Yisrael. It's only true in Eretz Yisrael. Avol be'bavel shtei amos. But in Bavel, you need only 2 amos you need. Why do you need 4 amos in Eretz Yisrael? So the Rabban says Eretz Yisrael, the land was harder. It was more kasha. It was more difficult. What? That's the Rebbe Gershom says that. Okay. Tani nami hachi. We also learned a similar thing. Lo yita id adam ilon samacha tadu lechavero. You can't plant a tree near your friend's field. Unless you have a distance of 2 amos away. I vatnan tanan arba amos. I mission said 4. Ella lav kiddush Shmuel shramina. You're right. Shmuel's right. The difference is Eretz Yisrael or Bavel. Vikad derami la mirma. Others had another question. Tanan. We learned that our Mishnah lo yita adam ilan tamach lechavero l'sad lechavero elam kenhichim in arba amos. I vatani shtei amos. You're right. Amar Shmuel lo kasha. Kam a Bavel. Kam be Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Very good. Rava bar Rav Chanan havaluhu hani dikli. He had these palm trees. A mitzvah de pardei said Rav Yosef. Right on the borderline of Rav Yosef, they live next door to each other. Right on the border of Rava's trees was Rav Yosef's pardes, his orchard. Havi asa tzipori, so birds came. Yosvi bedikli, they hung out on those trees. Vinachti bepardesa, and they would go into the orchard. Umafsa delay and ruin the orchard. Okay?
How far away were...
Right next door.
4 amos or were 2?
It doesn't... It's a very good question. And Amale Zil Coats. Go take the tree down. He tells Rava, take the tree down. You have your trees over here. The birds are coming. And they're ruining my orchard. So please cut your tree down. And the Rimigash says that Rabbi Yosef was here first. And therefore he is right. So, Amar Lei, so he answers back, Va'archikuli, but I distance my trees, the right shear. Rashi says, Dalad Amos. Rashi says 2 words, Dalad Amos. Right? The problem with that is, this took place in Bavel. So we have 10 lines, how Shmuel said doesn't apply in Bavel. Bavel's 2 Amos. And comes along Rashi, 4 Amos. What's Pshat? Right?
This must be a
machlokas. It's a machlokas. The Rebbe Gash says he distanced it 2 amos. What's Rashi thinking? Rashi just read the Gemara. So, hold off on that. Amale, so he answers back to him, Hani mili li'ilanos. That's only true if you're having trees. Avol ligafanim ba'inan tfei. But since it's a vineyard, I have a vineyard over here, you need more than... What you distance it. So he says, what are you talking about? Va'anantana, but the Mishnah just said, Echad gefanim ve'echad kol ilan. It doesn't matter what it is. The distance is 4 amos, and l'chora in chutz la'aretz, it's 2 amos. So what do you want from me? What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm next door to your vineyard. So how does that change anything? So amalei, no. When the Mishnah said, Echad ilan ve'echad gefanim, the Mishnah said that. Hani mili ilan li'ilan v'gafanim li'gafanim. No. If I have trees, you have to have trees. If I have a vineyard, you have to distance your vineyard. Aval ilan li'gafanim b'ilan tfei. But for a tree next to a vineyard, you have to have more distance.
Didn't we learn the other day that if the damage was from birds, that it had to be 25 amos?
No, didn't we learn that?
You have to do it with the dove coat.
Right. Yeah. That's because we said that you're going to steal someone else's birds. This is for damage.
No, I thought it was an Isaac. I thought it was.
Yeah, no, I think it was to steal the birds.
I thought we're talking about some birds can fly 100.
Oh, I don't know.
And then it said, and then the Gemara said, but they get hungry after 25, so they won't fly any further.
So 1 second. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. So he answers back, you have to distance it more. Right? You have to distance it more because that's only by Elon and Elon and Geffen and Geffen. But Elon to a Geffen, you have to have more space. How much space? How much space? How many amas? What's the shear?
More than 4.
So the Rebbe Gash says only four.
Only four?
Only four. Why? First of all, Rashi said four. And you never find a distance, a shear of more than four. Putting aside the 25 and the 50. You don't find such a thing. So it must be four. Really, it's two. Really, it's two in Chutz Laretz. Oh, you have a tree and a dance. Okay, so it's four. That's, I don't know how else to explain it. Right? So the Rebbe Gash says that. Right? That's why Rashi said four. Because he already made more space. Rashi knew it's in Bavel. And Rashi knew the shear is two. But we're talking about a Geffen to an Elon, which for some reason you have to have more space. So Rashi said it was four already. And that's the shear. What else shear is it? Okay. Amalei, I know lo katina. I'm not cutting down a tree. I'm not going to do that. I'm not cutting down a tree. Tamarav, hi dikla the Torah in Kaba. If a tree gives off a kav of fruit, also limitsi, you can't cut it down. Amar of Chanina, Chanina said, "Lo shachiv shichvas bri, my son shichvas didn't die. The only reason he died, Ella the cuts it to Anna below the money. I cut down a date tree before its time. A fig tree. I'm sorry, I cut down a fig tree before its time. It's a terrible thing to do. It could be he doesn't know, but it could be he's just saying, I did that once and I had a son who died. Is that the reason? I don't know. But you know what? I'm not going near that issue. They'll never find me doing that." So, Mar, you want to cut it down? Go right ahead and cut it down. You want to go right? Says Rav, that tells him. You want to go cut it down? I'm not cutting it down. You can cut it down. Right? Right? Tos was asked, the last Tos on the page, Vim Tomar, Vatna Vimasnisa, the Dekotes Svenosin Damim. But we learned yesterday and the day before that you cut down the tree and you pay for it.
Yeah.
Right? Fiye Shlomar, the ikaluk bibi ilan srak, that must have been a non-fruit bearing tree. That must have been the case. How else could it be? They can cut down a fruit bearing tree. Can't be, right?
That was on 24A, wasn't it?
What? Yeah. So.
Yeah,
so the Rabbeinu Yonah says something, which people are very afraid of cutting down trees, especially if they're fruit trees. People are very afraid. Rabbeinu Yonah says, he's a Rishon. He says, there's no chait if there's a tzorach. His exact words are, when the Baal Ilan is chayiv to cut down the tree, that's not a problem. You don't have to worry about that. You chayiv to cut it down. How could you say, I'm not cutting it down? You chayiv to. So I'm afraid to, the spooky thing. No, but you chayiv. There's nothing spooky. Nothing to be afraid of. You chayiv. Tosfos didn't give that answer. Tosfos said, it must be it's a non-fruit-bearing tree. Because Tosfos must hold that even if it's chayiv, it's still spooky. I'm not doing it. You hear this unbelievable machlokas here. Right? Tosfos didn't give it. Tosfos said, it must be non-fruit-bearing. I couldn't give Rabbeinu Yonah's answer. It was fruit-bearing, but Yechayev. So when Yechayev, there's no issue. Didn't want to say that. Right? Rabbeinu Yonah says, when Yechayev, there's no issue. Right?
We have that issue with the shul. They had a fruit-bearing tree.
Correct.
Nobody wants to touch it.
Correct. Now, you're not Chayev to cut it down here. It just would have helped. It's not a Chayev. By the case of here, it's a Chayev. You built your tree after I built my tree. My bar, whatever, you weren't supposed to do that. That's not the halacha. Therefore, you have to cut it down. Right? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not a problem. Tosfos didn't say that. Tosfos said it's still a problem. Must be non-fruit bearing.
Is a carob tree considered fruit bearing?
Now.
Of course it is. So the Mishnah specifies a carob tree. It must be 50 hours
away. But didn't say about cutting it down.
It does.
Tosfos says that's talking about a non-fruit bearing tree. The cutting down part. The cutting down part is talking about a non-fruit-bearing tree.
The Mishnah says you have to cut it down.
What?
The Mishnah says if
that's non-fruit-bearing. That's what Tosfos says. Rabbeinu Yonah says it's not a problem because you have to. Now, why did Rava, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, not want to cut it down? He said, I'm not doing that. You go do it. Because he wasn't sure it was a chiyuv. Right? He wasn't sure. I'm not doing it on a suffix. He wasn't sure it's a chiyuv. Right? Therefore, he said, I'm not cutting it down. You want to cut it down, you cut it down. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, if Rava was 100% convinced that he had to cut it down, he would have cut it down. Okay?
It says here, if it's a source of damage, you're allowed to cut it down. To others.
The Rashba gives a third answer, and he says, no, it was only Amidas Chasidus that Rava had to cut down the tree. So Rabbi Yosef asked him, "Want to cut it down?" He's not for me. It's chassidus. I'm not touching a tree. I'm not doing that. You want to cut it down? You cut it down. If it's a dechala, you know, aminis chassidus. You want? I'm not have to. I don't have to get rid of the tree here. Maybe my tree was here first. You never know. You want me to cut it down? To drive it to the airport, that I'll do. To cut down a tree, that I'm not doing. Right? Well, this goes on. You have this all day, every day, right?
Every day, thank God.
But it comes up. And nobody wants to touch it.
Some yes on that.
Right.
Well, I thought it was also derisive to cut down a fruit tree, certainly if in battle. So, you know, even if it's to save lives, you can't cut it down. So.
Is that true?
Where's that?
But that's
not that.
For what? Right, so this is two lines of a whole huge topic that people are afraid of, right? It's a Kabbalistic idea not to cut it down.
No,
it's not a halacha. Although it is halacha here.
When you go to war, and if you're sieging a city, you can't cut down the fruit tree.
You're sieging it. You don't have to cut it down.
But you're trying
to cut off a food supply.
What are
you
doing?
No, but you might need the wood for battering rams or something like that. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Rav Papa Havalehani Dikli Amitzah de Rav Huna Rav Papa also had trees on the border with his neighbor Rav Huna Bred of Yeshua. Azal Ashkei, he saw Davi Chafar v'kakot Shrashav. He was digging, so he cut off the roots. Amalei, Mahe, what are you doing? Amalei Tanan Hayishurashim Yotzin L'Sok Shal Chaveru Ma'amak Shlosha Kedush Shakiv Ma'achavisha. The Mishnah said that I can cut down the roots because I can't get my plow over here. Amalei Hani Mili Shlosha. That's only three Tvachim. Mar Kachafar Tvei. You're doing more. Amalei Ana Baris Nichlam Oris Kachafar. Yeah, but I'm digging deep pits. Ditnan Hayichov Baris Nichlam Ora Kotzei Tviyorin VeEitzim Shelo. The Mishnah said that if I'm digging a pit, I can cut off more and the Eitzim are mine. Amr of Papa, Amri Le Kuli, Rashi says, Havaisi lo rayos harbe shelo yakots. I brought him a lot of rayas and I'm right, that you couldn't have cut that down. Right? Hani, Amr of Papa, Amri Le Kuli. I said everything I could say. I threw everything at him. Veloyacholi, I couldn't get him to agree. I couldn't best him. Right? Ad Amale, until I told him, Had Amr of Yehuda, Meitar Shech Ziguborabim, a meitar that rabbim have used this path, also lakalkalo. You can't ruin it. You can't close it up. It says Rashi on top. Lazozo lahen derech. The rabbim has made a path over here. Also lakalkalo. You cannot ruin the path. Afal pi shehu shel yachid. Even though it's on my private property. What the parameters of this halacha are needs a discussion, right? Let's say you have a path and everybody's got some private property. But for some reason, he's like on the corner house, so everybody uses his corner to
a shortcut.
And if Rabbim has done that, you can't stop that. Again, what the parameters of the halacha are, I don't know, but that's what it says, right? Va'ana nami, says Rashi, explaining to him, na ha achzikuli. I also had a chazak over here. Once he told him that, he said, you know, you're right, right? Labasa denafik, after he left, Amar Amilo Amrile Kan Basel Sheshes Riyama Kan Chutz L'Sheshes Riyama. Why didn't he give that answer? That is a question whether it's in 16 Amos or without 16 Amos, says Rashi. Basel Sheshes Riyama Le'ilon Havi Chazaka De'ilon. If it's within 16 Amos, then you have a Chazaka. Aval Chutz L'Sheshes Riyama, but if it's outside of 16 Amos, Ein Cheskacha Chazaka. You have no Chazaka. So he told, or Papa told him, you know why I cut down you? Because I have a Chazaka. That's the distance of Rishus Rabbim. Right? Afal Pisha Shrashav Mispashtin Chafhe Amma, even though roots can go 25 Amos, Einon Yonkin Elabasoch Tezayin Amma. They only nourish from the first 16 Amos. Samoch Le'ilu, Kedemin Le'kamon, like we're going to say later on. Vana, Havichut Tezayin Ayma Katsina. I cut it down further than 16 Amos away. So I didn't do anything wrong. Or didn't he give back that answer? So the answer is he didn't give that answer, but he could have. That would have been a good answer. Right? If it's more than 16 hours away, it's not an issue. Next. Hayachofer bar siachu ma'ara kotzeitz v'yard v'eitzim shalo. Right? That we said that if you're digging the pit, you can cut out off his roots, and you keep the Veitim shalo, and the eitim are his. Who what? No, no, no. If it's digging a pit, then
oh,
it's even.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So boy mina Yaakov Hadaiva, the name of a place, name of Chista. Eitzim shall me. But who do the eitzim belong to? It says they belong to him. Who's him? Do they belong to the owner of the tree or the guy who cut him off? So Amale Tenisua, we learned in a brisa, Sharshe Elon, the roots of the Elon, shall hedyot. Okay, so Sharshe Elon shall hedyot. I'm a hedyot. Right? I'm a hedyot. I have a tree. Okay? Sharshe Elon shall hedyot. Habon bishal hektish. But the tree, the roots of the tree, or maybe even the property, belongs to hektish. It's my tree. I own the tree. Hektish owns the land. So, are you allowed to cut down that tree? Forget to cut down the tree. The tree you can cut down. Can I cut the roots of the tree off? Does it belong to me or does it belong to Hektish? So, says the Gemara, the Mishnah Brisa, Sharsha Elon shall Hedyot, if the tree belongs to a Hedyot, the Bishel Hektish, on Hektish's property, how that happened, I don't know. I'll tell you how it happened. You own the property and the tree, and the property you donated to the Beis HaMikdash, but the tree you didn't donate. So I own the tree, and the Beis HaMikdash owns the ground.
And
so,
and the roots.
Right, the roots, exactly. Lo nanin, you're not allowed to have hanah from that tree, from the roots, but v'lo ma'alin, but you're not over me'ila if you do. Some quasi, some middle, what? Some middle iser here, some middle thing over here. Now, if you go after the tree, mishum hachi lo ma'alin, that's why you're not over me'ila. Right? If you go after the karka, why aren't you over Mila? Why not? And why can't you have Hana? That's a separate issue. I'm not dealing with that issue. Right? But why? But it must be that it belongs to the tree. Because if it belonged to the ground, then why aren't you over Mila? The Beis HaMikdash owns that. You just got Hana from the Beis HaMikdash. Right?
So the ground is part of the tree?
What?
So you're saying the ground is part of the tree, so it's not Mila?
No, so we're saying the roots are part of the tree, not the ground.
Right.
So therefore, what would be the case? Who gets the roots now? The owner of the tree, not the guy who cut them off, because they don't belong to me; they belong to him. Right. Elamai. So what's pshat? Basar ilan as linan. It goes after the tree. Right, you understand what's going on? I, your roots are my property. I want to dig a pit. So what did I do? I cut off all the roots. So who owns all that? Based on this, it belongs to the owner of the tree. Why? Because the roots belong to the owner of the tree. Which is why, if you have a tree where the roots are on hektish, and you cut off the root, you're not chayev. Why are you not chayev? Because it goes after the tree. The aim is seifa. But look at the seifa of that brisa. The seifa said, shel hektish. What if the roots, not to switch it around, the tree belongs to Hektish. Habayon l'shal hedyot. And the roots belong to a hedyot. Now what did the Brisa say? The exact same halacha. Lo nenin, v'lo malin. You can't have anah, but there's no me'ila. V'i basar ilan az linan, amai lo malin. 1 minute, and why is no me'ila? What's going on here? So, says the Gemara, no, Midi-Iria. You can't compare the case of the Me'ila to the case of the tree, our case. Why not? Because Bigidulin Haba'in La'achar Mikana Skinan. Because we're talking about the roots which grew afterward. The Kasavar Ein Me'ila Bigidulin. There's no Me'ila on Gidulin. This Shishta holds that. In other words, I have a tree that has no apples on it. And I donate it to the Beis HaMikdash. And next season it sprouts apples. Those apples are not Hektish. Hektish owns the tree. Yeah, they own the tree. But Gidulin that grow after that are not considered Hektish. So the roots that grew after I donated the tree are not considered Hektish, even though Hektish owns the tree. Look at Rashi. Rashi's Midi Iria. Maskara de Kushi, the answer. Klomar. Mikula Lav Iria. It's not the same thing. Hilo Lamashma mine Basar Ilan, Velo Mashmine Basar Karka. our case has nothing to do with the Me'ila case. Why? The time of Mishum Hanach, Shrashim, Gidulim, Habayim, La'acha, Shehuptam, Shutash, Ilanu. These roots grew after you donated the tree. The Ikal Aman Da'amar, Besechtas Me'ila, there's a man Da'amar who holds, Ein Mo'alin, B'Gidulin, that the Gidulin don't help, Afilu Shrashi Hektash, Besad the Hektash. Even the roots of Hektash and a field of Hektash, not. Why? Because Gidulin don't count. Therefore, whether or not you're over Me'ila, when you take off the root and the tree and the ground are in different places, tells us nothing about our case. Why? Because Hektish is different. Okay. Ravina Amar. Lo Kasha. Lo Kasha. It's not a Kasha. It's not a Kasha, the Resha and the Seifa of the case of the tree by Hektish. By Hektish. Khan, the ratio was talking about Besoch Sheshetri Amos, within 16 Amos. Why? Because within 16 Amos, that's where the trunk, the roots, take nourishment for the tree. So if it's within 16 Amos, we follow the tree. Khan, but the Sefer was talking about L'chutz Sheshetri Amos, outside of 16 Amos, right? Therefore what?
It doesn't affect the tree.
Therefore, it's not part of the tree, right? So by Dina Mamunas, we have the same exact story. If it would have been within 16 Amos, it belongs to the tree owner. And if it's outside 16 Amos, it belongs to the one who cut it down. Very good. Next. Amar Ula, Ilan Hasamach Lemeitar, if you have a tree next to the border, Besoch Sheshetri Amos, within 16 Amos, Gazlan who? You're a Gazlan. Why are you a Gazlan? Because you're nourishing from his land. If my tree is within 16 Amos, I'm a Gazlan. You hear this? The Ein Mevid Mimenu Bikurim. I don't bring Bikurim from such a tree. I have a pomegranate tree within 16 Amos of you, so I'm nourishing from your... I don't bring Bikurim even. Rashi says a very controversial thing. He says, Ein Tzarech Lahav Mimenu Bikurim. You don't have to bring Bikurim. The Be'inon Asher Tavi Me'artecha. It has to be your land. It's not your land. What do you mean you don't have to bring Bikurim? The Gemara says you don't bring Bikurim. Says Rashi, you don't have to bring Bikurim. What does he mean by that? What does he mean by that? You don't have to bring Bikurim. It's optional. That's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara said, Ein, you don't bring Bikurim. Why? It's not your land.
But the roots go in all directions. It's only in one direction that the roots are going into your neighbor's land.
So. What?
The roots go in all directions, so it's only in one direction that the roots are going into your neighbor's land. So the rest of it is coming.
So the Ritva says you're only a Gazlan only regarding Bikurim. Not a Gazlan.
Yeah.
Just Bikurim is an issue. Right? Because Bikurim, it's the Pasuk says, has to be yours.
Right.
Fine. Where did Ula get that from? How does he know that? Ditna, the Elam and Bididnan, the following. Eser Netios, you have 10 trees. Hamafuzaros that are spread out, Besoch Besa, in the area of a Besa, Charshit Kol Besa, Bishvilan Ad Rosh Hashanah. You can plant this tree. You can plant in this area until Rosh Hashanah. There's a halacha, just like we start Shabbos before Shabbos. There was a halacha. You start Shemitah also before Shemitah. When? It depends what it is. Sometimes 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. Sometimes Shavuos. Sometimes different zmanim. However, if you have an area with 10 trees. In such an area, you could mamish work that land till Erev Rosh Hashanah, till mamish, till Shkia. Mamish till, right. Rashi says, the next Rashi, Eser Netios, La'arka Ularachbo, lengthwise, widthwise, Kulan Bishaveh, Yonokos, Bikal Besa, every tree is getting nourished from this Besa, the Kulan Sarachlam, they all need it. Do you need all that land? Uvimutr L'charsho Erev Shviz Ad Rosh Hashanah. You can mamish plant until Rosh Hashanah. Shalacha lemosh mishinai. It's halacha lemosh mishinai. Ubeisa. What's a beisa? Chamishim ama al chamishim ama. It's 50 amos by 50 amos. Shechatzar mishkan kari beisa sayim, because a mishkan is called beisa sayim double, and that was me'al chamishim 100 by 50. So it's 50 by 50. So it's a 50 by 50 area, right? So the Gemara says v'kama havelahu. What's 50 by 50? Trey Alfin, the Chamesh Mea Garmidi. 2,500 square amos. Lekol Chad V'Chad. For each tree. For all of them together. Right?
No. Yeah. For all.
Yeah.
Kama matule. So if you have 10 trees in a 2,500 area, how much is each tree taking up?
250.
Masai and v'chamshin. 250. Ha, lo havi de'ula. That's not what Ula said. Ula said that it's 16 amos in every direction, which is 32 amos in a circle. So where do you get 250 from? So therefore, that can't be Ula's raya. Ula said, if you have trees 16 amos away, you're a goslin. Where did Ula get that from? Not from this. This was 250 amos away. Each tree needs 250 amos to survive, which is why the Torah said, for trees, you can go to Rosh Hashanah. You don't have to stop earlier. It's going to be damaging. Right? So something else, stop at Shavuot, stop 30 days before. Trees, you can go mamash. That can't be right. Ella, it must be, miditnan, from the following, shlosha ilanos, shalgimel b'nei adam. You have three trees belonging to three people. Harelim et starfin, they combine. V'charshin kol beisva sa b'shvilan. And you can do the whole beisa because of those three people. All right? V'kama havaluhu. How much is that? Tre alfi v'hei meyar garmidi l'kol chad v'chad. L'kol chad. It's 200, it's 2,500. The area is the same area. It didn't change. 2,500 amos. Kama matilei. How many amos are we taking away? Tamani meyar v'tlasin v'tlasa.
There's seven trees.
Vitlatha. Not seven trees, only three trees.
I'm saying take away for seven trees, you only have three.
Right, so if each tree gets...
You take away 17
it's trees. It's 2,500 divided by three.
Which is 833
and a third. Right? So right. We made it worse. Right? So I think we'll stop here. Because anyway, it doesn't stop now until this whole is going to be about this issue.
And
there's no place to stop, right. So tomorrow, we have a guest lecturer. Let me shut it off. Everyone have a good Shabbos and a good day, and we'll pick up here tomorrow.